Hi, it's Si Smedley here from the Oldham Chronicle with another of my music features. I'm down at the Manchester Coffee Co.
Coffee Co. on
Oldham Street in Manchester. And I'm joined by Chadderton guy, Colin White. So great to meet you, Col. I mean, we've known each other for quite a number of years, to be honest, haven't we?
Yeah, we bump into each other at gigs now and then.
Yeah, but obviously I'm not here to talk about that. We're here to talk about Record Store, Record Store Day, should I say, your Record Store, Vinyl Revival. Your band and other things that's going on, a bit massive gig in at the Ruby Lounge in October. But firstly, you have been proprietor, is that correct, at Vinyl Revival for about 20 years, is it?
20 years this year, yeah.
Yeah, fantastic. So, tell you what, tell the listeners firstly how you sort of got into that in the first place, because obviously it's a very kind of, not iconic, but it's a very popular record shop in the centre of town. And
yeah, well, I started dealing in records when I was about 10 years old. My dad had a record store on Oldham Market back in the 70s, early 80s.
Oh,
so
right, okay.
That got me interested into music anyway. So I used to collect vinyl from a young age. And then I was working for a windscreen company, just going on fitting windscreens, and I just thought, this is not what I want to do.
Right.
So while I was out and about, I'd pop into sort of to charity shops, picking up records. I put an advert in the Oldham Chronicle for buying collections, and when I had enough, I moved into a little unit on in Oldham Street, a Manchester place. It was right. Called the Emporium then.
I see.
Which is now the Oxfam. And then a year later, the premises cropped up on Hilton Street.
So yeah, like I say, it's just off Oldham Street there, and it's obviously a prime location. How's kind of business? I'm guessing with the sort of re-emergence of vinyl this last couple of years, you're doing all right.
Well, it's mainly new sales that is the increase in vinyl sales. It's not, you know, there's always been a good healthy second-hand market for vinyl.
Right.
It's just over the last sort of 5 years, you know, the majors are back involved now. They've started pressing vinyl, so it gets a lot of press and it's increased sales.
Yeah.
But I mean, business isn't that much better. It's still good. Mm. It's just there's a decrease in CD sales.
I see.
So it just balances each other out, really.
Does it? Right. I was going to say, I mean, not a nice question, I guess, really. But have you always sort of been, you know, busy enough to kind of keep going? There was never sort of any.
No, there's never been a period where I got worried. You know, you get quiet periods, you know, but City Centre Manchester, the Northern Quarter, which is now quite, you know, an up-and-coming area, you know, it's still growing. We get a lot of tourists down that end now. It gets written about in a lot of, you know, even sort of overseas media. So, you know, it seems to go quite well locals. We get the tourists that seem to pick us up.
Yeah, good stuff. Okay then, so a very important day for you coming up. Is it April the 22nd, Colin?
Yeah, that's Record Store Day this year.
Yeah, yeah, and it's, like I say, a very important day in the calendar for you guys. How are you kind of building up for that in terms of, I mean, do you have to sort of stock up on vinyl stuff or what?
Well, there's 500, I think there's about 560 releases this year. Obviously, being a smaller shop, you can't sort of stock everything, so we sort of cherry pick what we know we'll do well with. You know, stuff like the Smiths will get in, the Bowie releases will get in. You know, mainly what the customers have been asking for already. You tend to know what to get in. There's a lot of obscure stuff or even dance stuff we don't specialise in, so we'll stay clear of that. But definitely go for stuff we know we can shift on the day.
Yeah, and you yourself are releasing two particular, well, there's a 12-inch, isn't there? One Summer, Oldham Band. And also the Punk compilation. Do you want to tell the listeners a little bit about those two, because they're quite special?
Yeah, well, One Summer, the band that formed after the high split up in early 90s.
Features John Matthews on both.
Yeah, so it's John Matthews, Chris Goodwin, Stephen Fitzpatrick and Carl Wilson. That's previously unreleased recordings from 95, so it's good to see them, you know, getting a bit of airplay and a bit of seeing the light of day after this. Yeah. So long.
How come the original was never released, Carl? Do you know?
Well, they just went into a studio like a lot of bands did in the day, you know, and record demos, you know, to try and get they've been signed to a major as a high, Chris and John, they were just trying to get a deal as, you know, as One Summer, and obviously that didn't come to fruition, so the demos just get left, and, you know, that's what I tend to specialise in now is with the label I run from the shop, is pick up on the great Manchester bands that never really made it, and, you know, get them out there again.
Fantastic. And has there kind of been a bit of a buzz already for that release? I mean, you put the word out, obviously.
Yeah, we put a video on Facebook the other night.
Yes, you did, yes. Yeah,
about 3,500 views so far. We've got a poster campaign going up about 10 days before Record Store Day.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we've sent sort of promo packs off to Six Music, through the record stations that'll be, you know, promoting Record Store Day, so hopefully we'll get a bit of airplay as well.
Yeah, good. And obviously the other thing is, an album, a punk compilation. Is it all Manchester punk bands?
Yeah, it's all great Manchester.
Right.
It's all bands from the surrounding area. We did a volume one about 2-3 years ago, which was Comp of the Week on Six Music.
All right, brilliant.
So, you know, we got managed to do a volume two, so I've been compiling that. It takes a while to compile these. So you're chasing bands down.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, chasing tracks down, so it's like a year in the making, this one, but yeah, that's finally finished and that's out.
And can you give the listeners a bit of a flavour who might be on there that anybody might have kind
of remember? Bands like V2, who was signed to TJM back in the day, which is quite a well-known independent label in this city. Fast Cars, sort of a cult, mainly a few of them sort of cult Manchester punk bands, and a few of them are stuff that people never heard.
Right, okay.
So, yeah, deserve to be listened to. So.
Yeah, brilliant, okay. And then just looking quite a few months ahead, really, we've got this this big gig coming up at the Ruby Lounge in town. It's October, what date is October?
October the 21st.
Right, okay, so your old band are playing, isn't it? High Society, they're making a comeback after
20 odd years since we played a gig.
Obviously, we're having one summer on there.
Yeah, we've approached them about playing as well, and they're up for it. So,
but how come High Society are getting back together? Have you played since?
No, it's
Colin's a drummer, by the way.
It's the 20th anniversary of the shop, and it's the 20th anniversary since we played for Manchester's most iconic club. So, I just thought I'd try and put the two together, have a bit of a party for the shop, and then try and get the band back together, which everyone's agreed to do. Right. And then we approached one summer and they jumped on board, so it'll be we may try and drag in another third band.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and have a bit of a party at the Ruby Lounge.
Right. How come the Ruby Lounge, Scott?
I just like the venue. I've done quite a few, promoted quite a few shows there, and it's great staff to work with. It's a great place, great good size. You know, so it's one of my favourite places in town to go see a gig.
Yeah, I think given your sort of standing in town and that, it's going to be busy, isn't it, I think?
Well, I should think so, yeah. I think we'll pull a lot of friends and family in anyway, who've not seen us for 20 years, and then obviously regulars from the shop, and then, you know, friends of the other bands that we pull in. Mm-hmm. So, I think we're expecting to get a really good crowd in there.
So have High Society been doing a bit of jamming, a bit of practising?
We've done a few rehearsals so far.
Right. Where at?
We're rehearsing in Chatterton.
Right, okay.
So it's just logistics of getting each band member to turn up on the night at the right time. People live all over the place now. But that's why we give ourselves plenty of time to do quite a bit of rehearsal. We've got 7 months.
Yeah. Good stuff. Okay, that's brilliant, Cole. I'll speak to you again soon, and hope your record store goes okay.
Cheers, Simon.
Cheers, bud.